Right? Paul gives us instructions on Christian giving.
Right.
And he uses the churches of Macedonia, and I'm not going back into that because I told him last year, but he uses the churches of Macedonia that don't have anything at all.
Right.
But they trusted God by faith for a mission offering, and they were the churches that put Paul on the mission field.
Yep.
The church of Thessalonica, the church of Philippi, those churches in the region of Macedonia, they were the churches that put Paul on the mission field.
Right.
It wasn't the rich people. It wasn't the large churches. But it was those that was obedient. And God didn't say this to you today. I preach just about every week of my life. I preach mission conferences all the time. All over America just about it. And can I tell you something today? His church is this size.
Yeah.
That's really getting the job done.
Amen.
I promise you that's the truth. You say, I don't understand. It's the truth. And we'll just trust the Lord. But in this right here, in this 2 Corinthians 8 and 9, it's talking about Christian giving. And I want to show you who ought to be involved in faith promise giving. Chapter 8, chapter 9 deals with faith promise. Faith promise. You trust God for that offering. And I'll show you who ought to be involved. Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse number 6. But this I say, he that soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. He that soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Now watch the next two words. I'm not going to preach on this. I'm going to preach something else. But watch the next two words. Somebody help me with them next two words.
Every man.
How about that? You know what that means? That means everybody.
Yep.
Every man according to his purpose in his heart. That God puts in your heart. Every man according to that purpose in his heart. So let him give, not grudging nor necessity, for God loveth the cheerful giver. Here's my thought out of that verse. Every man, every woman, every boy, every girl. Don't ask the question. If I don't watch it, I won't preach to y'all. So I got to watch y'all too. This looks like a good giving crowd out over here. I tell they got a lot of money just for looking at it. All women have money. Son, you're the minority. but listen to this. How many, notice in that verse, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl.
Right.
Now here's my question this morning. How many everybodies are there here?
Amen.
If you're somebody, raise your hand. Now I'll tell you, y'all be involved in faith promise.
Amen.
Everybody.
Amen.
Everybody.
Right.
Everybody. I find this everywhere I go. There's a small percentage. Or maybe I shouldn't say a small. Maybe not 100%. Do I ever go to a church where everybody's involved?
Right.
And I'll tell you this morning. If you want God to bless you, and you want God to bless your home, and you want God's blessings on your life, you get involved in what we're talking about this week.
Amen.
So I'm getting ready to give you a faith promise card. And I want you to hang on to it. If you lose this card before Wednesday night, here's what's going to happen. Every stoplight you come through the next 90 days will be red.
Right.
y'all hear me? Y'all hear what I just said? If you lose this faith promise card, every stoplight you come through the next 90 days is going to be what color?
Red.
Red. And I hate them. I hate them. My wife says to me quite often, you know what color that light was? Are you listening? I wouldn't recommend that. It's expensive. But anyhow, I want to get, can I go ahead and get them out, preacher? And here's what I want to do. Listen, I don't want you to feel this out. I don't want you to feel it out. I want you to hang on to it. You know what you did? Boy, the preacher did so good this morning. Did you hear what he said? He said, pray. Pray. And what this is about, what faith promise is about, it's not about money. It's about your relationship to God. And he'll give through you what he'll not give to you.
Right.
And it's about praying and walking with God. Let me tell you this about faith promise. You think about money, it does take money. We're going to say something about that. But can I just say this real quick? Faith promise is a relationship between you and God. It teaches you to live by faith.
Right.
I got to hush because I'm going to preach my message before I get to it. Preacher, will you give them out, please? And now how many is here this morning? Raise your hand. How many is here? Raise your hand. That means everybody. That means boys, girls, mamas, daddies, little babies. Give everybody one. Everybody. I train my children when they're small to give to missions. And guess what they're doing today? Guess what my grandbabies are doing today? Guess what my great-grandbabies are doing today? And everybody ought to be involved in it. Amen. Everybody be sure and get one, okay? Preacher's coming. And let me just say this right before I read my text and preach this morning. Again, notice on that faith promise card. I wait till he gets done giving them out, and I want to read this to you, okay? And I'll just say this while he's giving them out. I won't be long any night. I am not a long-winded preacher. 25, 30, 35 minutes, that's about my limit. Unless God's really, really doing something, if he's really doing something, we'll say that he gets done.
Amen.
So, but anyhow, on that faith promise card, look what it says. Independence upon who? Now, you know, I didn't, before I left the motel a while ago, I forgot to put my hearing aids in.
God.
Okay, let's do it again. I don't have any hearing aids. Independence upon who?
God.
That's what faith promise is all about. It's not what you can do or what you can't do. It's what he'll do through you. He'll give through you. Did I say that already? He'll give through you what he'll not give to you. And I promise you, if you'll get involved, if you're not already involved, and if you are involved, he'll allow him to take you a little deeper. In this thing of giving the missions, I'll promise you God will bless you for it. Independence upon God. I will never give to worldwide mission effort of my local church so that all the world may know Christ. And that's what it's all about. That's exactly what it's all about. Now here's what I want you to do. Don't lose that card. We're going to bring it up again. And I'm not going to be here Wednesday night. You got to come Wednesday night. You got to come Tuesday night. You say, I got something else planned for Monday night. Cancel it. I'm preaching good. Y'all looking at me strange. Hey, don't miss a service because we're going to build on each one of them, okay?
Amen.
So that's what faith promise is. It's dependence on God. And tonight, be sure to come tonight. I want to do an illustration that will really illustrate and show you what faith promise really is all about, okay? And by the way, I want to say this before I read my text this morning. This is not a new thing, my wife and I. 40 plus years. God has been given through my wife and out of missions.
Amen.
40 plus years. Preach, I sang a while ago while he was up in service. This reminds me so much of Grace Baptist Church. In 1979, I had the opportunity to start a Grace Baptist Church where Brother Ryan Marlowe was pastor. I don't know if you know about him or not. Mm-hmm. And after we got that church started, I had a guy from BAMI, Baptist International Missions, come to help us. Help me get the church off the ground and get going. And Brother Bell told me, I thought about him last week. I was in Chattanooga last week preaching where BIMI is at. But I thought about him last week. But anyhow, after we got the church going, Brother John Bells, which was USA Director for BIMI, said this to me. Now, preacher, now you need to start faith promise.
Yeah.
I said, well, that's a wonderful thing. I think we ought to do it too. What is it? What is it? But we'd already been doing it. I didn't even know what I was doing. We'd already been doing it. He explained to me what faith promise was, and they explained it to our church. And many, many years ago, 1979, we started giving faith promise missions. We did before that, but I didn't realize it's called faith promise.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, all those years down through there, it's amazing to me. I'm telling you, God shocks me and amazes me how that he meets that need every week. And you'll be surprised how he meets your need. Now, you know what some of y'all are thinking right now? I'm going to preach in a minute. Y'all know what some of y'all are thinking right now? Here's what you're thinking. The pastor don't understand. I'm maxed out. I'm already tithing. And by the way, faith promise is not tithe.
Right. Amen.
Faith promise is above the tithe.
Right.
And some of you are saying this right now. I'm already maxed out. I got my house payment, I got my car payment, I got my telephone bill, we got to buy groceries, I got my golf club payment, I got my deer rifle payment, and I'm not against any of that. But here's what I'm going to say to you. You can't program God in a computer.
Right.
You can't program God in a calculator.
Right.
When you sit down and try to figure all that out, it won't calculate.
Amen.
You try to calculate God, you try to put God in a calculator, I'll tell you what you're doing, blow it up.
Right.
Amen. It don't work. So I'll tell you, all these years, I stand amazed week after week after week after week. For 40-some years, I've seen God give the faith promise through my wife and I. And church after church after church, hundreds of churches I've been in down through the years, I've seen people just like you, and you already got a hold of it probably. But I hope you'll get a hold of it even in a greater way this week. And God uses you to put the gospel around the world.
Amen.
What a joy. What a joy. On Down East Baptist Church, on Webb Road, Wilson, North Carolina, touching the world.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Touching the world, man.
Amen.
And that's great. Everybody get a faith promise card? Now, if you didn't get a faith promise card, you know what's going to happen?
Red light.
I like y'all. Amen. Mark chapter number 8. Thank you, preacher, for allowing my wife and I to come and be with you again this year. And I'm excited about what I believe the Lord's going to do. And I know He's going to help us and do great things this week. And I tell you what I found out a long time ago. If He don't do it, it won't get done.
Right. Amen.
But He will do it if we'll trust Him. I believe that with all my heart.
Amen.
I was driving home from Chattanooga this week while I was preaching. And I began to really think about these services and these days. And ask the Lord about what direction to go. I want to be sensitive to the Spirit of God. I want to preach what you need. Yeah. I want to preach what will help you the most. And God began to lay these thoughts on my heart. 20 years ago, I preached this a lot. I hadn't preached it much in a long, long time. And I couldn't get away from it. And I'll share it with you today. Mark chapter 8. You want to stand while I read, please? The Bible said in Mark chapter 8 and verse number 34, verse 34, actually verse 36. And when he calleth the people unto him with his disciples also, he saith unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. That is not easy to do.
Right. Amen.
You know why? Because most of us like ourselves pretty good.
Right.
You go to deny yourself, that's not easy to do. Notice the next verse. For what shall, verse 35. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake in the gospels, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Father, in Jesus' name, I pray you'll help us today. I thank you for this opportunity to be in the house of God. I pray, Lord, you'll do a mighty, mighty work this week here at Down East Baptist Church. You know the need of the service, and I pray, God, that you'll work in the heart of your people. I realize faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And for their faith to increase, Lord, they need to come. And I pray how they'll be faithful tonight and tomorrow night and Tuesday and Wednesday, God. I pray you'll do that mighty, mighty work that needs to be done. Lord, I go ahead now and claim the blood of the Lord Jesus over every opposing and power. Everything that would hinder the work of God this week, I pray that, Lord, you'll give victory, you'll work, you'll move, you'll do that that needs to be done today. Help us now as we look into the Word of God. Fill us with the Spirit of God and use us for the glory of God. Yes. Hey, somebody here this morning is not saved, I pray this will be the day they'll get saved by the good grace of God. And we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for sending you to be seated this morning. I want to talk to you a little while this morning on an unusual subject. And you're going to think it's very unusual when I announce it this morning. I'll preach this morning on what is missions. What is missions today? I'll say a mission conference today is not a revival. A mission conference today is not a mission, is not a camp meeting. A mission conference today is not a Bible conference. But a mission conference is a time how when God deeply speaks to our heart, how the Word of God about a world that's lost without Christ. And I will say to you today, God wants to do that today. And this is going to be a real good week, I promise you that. It's going to be a week of instruction. It's going to be a week of enlightenment. And it's going to be a week of encouragement, I promise you that, if you come to the services this week. And I'll say, when I think about missions today, and missions today is God's heartbeat.
Amen.
And when I say about missions today, it's the very heart of, and the very heartbeat of God today.
Right.
If you said in the Old Testament, you'll find how the heartbeat of the Old Testament, the heartbeat of God in the Old Testament, how was the nation of Israel. Israel was the apple of God's eye. You know that if you know anything about your Bible this morning. But I'll say when you come on this side of the cross, I'll tell you the heartbeat of God today and the heart throb of God today is a world that's lost without Christ today.
Amen. That's right.
I think about John 3:16 all the time. For God so loved the world. The world. Are you listening to
me?
He's interested in the world today. Everybody, thank God, He's interested in a world that's lost without Christ today.
Right.
And don't ask you the question today. What is missions today? He's reading that a while ago, just before the verses he read. You find in Matthew 28. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Right.
And whether it's a creature, they ought to be a
preacher.
Amen. And I'll just say this to you today. His last command on planet earth was to go in all the world.
Right.
You get what I said?
Yep.
His last command on planet earth, that was to go in all the world. His last command ought to be our first concern.
Right.
About a world today that's lost without Christ today.
Amen.
You know, I'm a pastor. Those grand youngins are wonderful. Though they're the reward of not killing your own youngins. I'm going to tell you something better than grandchildren. Great grandchildren. I'm surprised if old Zeke's been down here. These posters still in here. He's a wild man. He sure is. And but here's what I'm starting to say to you this morning. As I travel across the country in different countries, I see children just like that little fellow right there. And just like this young man right here that's sleeping. And just like these young ladies that's right over here. And I want to say this to you this morning. Hey, they deserve to hear the gospel today.
Amen.
Oh, hear me today. Right. God so loves the world today. Thank God that's everybody today.
Amen.
Isn't
that's
it?
Right.
How he so loves the world today. And again, let me say this to you today. His last command ought to be our first concern.
Right. Amen.
Oh, yeah, I can hear it now. I go into all the world. And listen to me. It's wonderful. It's great. It's gracious. The salvation that God has so given you. It's a wonderful thing.
Amen.
Oh,
right.
Man, I saw a man last Sunday. About 66, 5 years old. Walk down an aisle and get saved by the grace of God. That's wonderful. That's great.
Amen.
Another lady this week on Wednesday in the jail, another lady got saved. Thursday had the opportunity to lead a guy about 35 years old to Christ. I finally saw another man saved. That's what it's all about. Hey, reaching souls. He gets home saved. By the good grace of God.
Amen.
Hey, what is missions today? What is missions today? Hey, missions is taking the gospel into a dark, depraved, dead world.
Right. Amen.
And he's taking the gospel into a dark and depraved, dead world. And I'll just say this to you today. We ought to keep the main thing the main thing.
Right. Amen.
Yeah, the mission of the church ought to be missions.
Right. That's right.
I said the mission of the church ought to be missions today.
Amen.
That's local and global. Right. How we ought to do it here, but while we're doing it here, we ought to do it around the world at the same time.
Amen.
You already read it, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. And the key to that verse is this right here. Both.
Right.
Both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of, you know that this morning. He's doing it both. Why are you doing it in Wilson, North Carolina? How you doing it in China? Why are you doing it in Wilson, North Carolina? You doing it in Africa?
Right.
Why are you doing it in Wilson, North Carolina? How you doing it around the world? Thank
Amen.
God. And missions today, taking the gospel to those that don't know Christ today.
Amen.
And if I started right here with Fred, and go down this side. What's your name?
Billy.
It's Fred right now. I start right here and go down this side. Not this side. Go down this side. Ask all this question today. What is missions today? Why am I telling somebody Dr. Pepper? What is missions today? I wonder what you'd say this morning. Everybody probably have a different idea or a different definition of what missions is today.
Sure.
Somebody might say this today. I'll tell you what missions is. Missions is somebody leaving home. Well, that could be true and that could not be true. Somebody else said, I'll tell you what missions is. Missions is eating bananas and drinking coconut juice. That's not necessary mission. And somebody said, I know what missions is. It's somebody getting to see the world. Well, you may see the world, but that's not necessarily what missions is today. What is missions today? When it's all said and done this morning, what is missions today? Look in your Bible, verse 36. Now, I need y'all to help me preach. Are y'all ready?
Amen, preacher.
Why don't you talk to me this morning? Here we go. And I used to have a lady talk to me years and years and years ago when I pastored Turner Street. Her and her husband came to our church. And then they got disabled and they wasn't able to come. And they both got put in a nursing home. And our bus workers began to pick them up at the nursing home and bring them to church. And Mrs. Klein, she talked to me every Sunday. I can see her, can't you, Mama? How she's sitting right here in the wheelchair. And the pulpit's right here and about 500 people behind us. And every Sunday morning, dead on 12 o'clock, she'd say this. Hush. Hush! I'd say, Miss Klein, I'm just about done. And I preached two or three more minutes. Hush! And the longer I went, the louder she got. So I want y'all to talk to me this morning. And I want to see right here out of verse 36 what missions is today. Bible says, well, what should it profit a man if he should gain the whole world? Now think about what that's saying today. If he should gain the whole world. Think about that today. I thought about this. The Sunday that, don't misunderstand this statement. The Sunday afternoon that Dale Earnhardt got killed. I used to love NASCAR. I used to love it. I don't anymore. I don't have time to look at it. And if you do, that's okay. I just don't have time. But I used to love it. Up there where I'm from, a lot of those guys live close to us. Now, I used to love NASCAR. The Sunday that he got killed, I found out that Sunday, this is 20-some years ago, 23 years ago, he was worth $70 million. You get what I just said? The day he got killed, he's worth $70 million. I'm sure his fund today is much more than that. And I thought about this verse that Sunday afternoon. What would it profit? I'm not saying he's saved or lost. I'm not judging him. I'm just saying this today. What would it profit to you if you gained the whole world? Think about that verse. The whole world. If somebody could write you a check for the entire treasure of the world. Yeah. What would it profit you if you gave the whole world and lose your own soul? Mm. What a verse. Look at the verse. What should it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his own helpmate?
So
I won't take that word and I won't do what we do in acrostic. And we're going to spell the word out. I'm going to add one letter to it. What would it profit a man if he gave the whole world and lose his what?
Soul.
Let's put an S on it. So what's that say? Souls. I want to talk to you a little bit this morning. What is missions today? I'll say first of all, now I need you to help me spell this out. Spelling was my worst subject in school. And my favorite subject in school was recess. But watch this. watch this right here. Notice first of all, the first letter in the word soul, what is it?
Yes.
What'd y'all say?
Yes.
Hey, y'all know the first letter in the word soul?
Yes.
What? Y'all smart on that. Are you listening? So I'll say, first of all, when I look at the letter S this morning, I think of none other than souls today. Hey, you know what missions is souls today.
Right, right.
Hey, souls are those that don't know God. Right. And mission is souls today.
Amen.
You study your Bible this morning, you'll find all through the Word of God, it talks about souls.
Yeah.
All through the Bible talks about Luke chapter number 12. And I preached on it Friday. Luke chapter number 12, verse 19. That rich farmer said this. God had blessed him. He had bumper crops. How God had been good to him. God had blessed his crops. And the Bible said in Luke 12, verse 19, and I shall say to my soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Soul. Hey, the Bible said in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, how we have an anchor of the soul.
Right.
Hey, the Bible said again in Psalm 103, verse 1, I bless the Lord, all my soul.
Amen.
Hey, the Bible said again in Psalm 142, verse 4, he said, no man careth for my soul.
Right.
I'll tell you what missions is today. It's the souls of men, thank
Amen.
God. And red, yellow, black, and white,
right.
They're all precious in His
eyes.
That's what missions is today.
Amen.
And again, I'll tell you that it's not me.
Right.
Him by four.
Yeah.
Him no more. And I'll just say this to you today. I want to be careful because I don't want to misrepresent anything to you. As a majority in missions, those that are getting it done in churches this size right here.
Amen.
I know what I'm talking about. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
How they'll get real big and real large and I'm going to get sad. How about you know what they'll do? How they'll begin to put all their money right where they're at.
Right.
And it's their ministry. It's what they can do. But thank God for a church today that don't only care for souls in Wilson, North Carolina, but cares for souls around the world today.
Amen.
Here's what I start to say while I go, baby. Here's what I start to say while I go. Did I get it right? If your grandbabies, y'all got one.
Yep.
If y'all's grandson was in Germany, would you believe the missions? If your grandbabies lived in South Africa, would you believe the missions?
Come on, preacher.
If your great-grandchildren lived down in Australia, would you believe the missions?
That's good.
Hey, hear me this morning. Missions is souls today.
Amen.
I don't care where they're at. I don't care what nationality they are. Hey, missions today, thank God, is souls.
Now
say this today. Souls are precious in the sight of God.
Amen.
I said souls are precious. child of God.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what color they are. It doesn't matter what nationality they are. It doesn't matter if they don't look like me. It doesn't matter if they don't talk like me. Most don't. And are you listening? I'm just telling you this morning, hear me. Boy, it's hard to preach in Yankee Land.
Yeah.
Amen. They say, I can't understand you. I said, that ain't half odd. I can't understand you either. But listen, hey, I'll tell you this morning. So I'm missions and souls today. You know why missions and souls? You know why souls are precious? First of all, souls are precious today because they have life.
Yeah.
They have life. Bible said that God reached down in the dust of the earth and created Adam and took out his rib and made a woman. And Bible said they breathed in Adam's nostrils a breath of life.
Right.
And Adam became a
living soul.
Living soul. Amen. Can I tell you something today? Hey, souls are precious today because they have life.
Yeah.
Now, I don't make nobody mad, but I ain't going to change my mind.
Go ahead, preacher.
Life does not begin after they've been born a long time ago.
Right.
Life begins at conception.
Right.
Are y'all hearing me?
Amen.
I was preaching in another city not long ago, and on a Saturday night I came back to meet something and went up to my room. When I started up to my room, there was two guys sitting outside drinking. And one of them from Georgia. Now, we're both of them from Georgia. And I began to talk to him. I said, sir, did I give him a gospel tract? I said, do you know God? And he said, well, yeah. I thought, boy, you don't look like it. Said, I drank a beer. I gave him a tract. I gave the other guy a tract. He said, I really don't want it. I said, why? He said, I'm a Jew. And he began to bring this thing up about souls. And he said, when do you believe life begun? I said, life begins at conception. And he began to go into all this big spiel, how that it doesn't, and how that you're in and out of human being until you're born. And after that, I said, well, the Bible said that John the Baptist leaped in his mother's womb.
Right.
Are y'all here? Hey, souls are precious to them,
right,
because they have life. Hey, the day you was conceived in your mother's womb, you become a living soul to never die. Are you listening?
Amen.
Souls
That's
are
right.
precious because of life. Souls are precious because of the length. I just got done saying it. The day you was conceived in your mama's womb, you become a living soul and you'll never die.
Right.
You're going to live forever somewhere.
Amen.
And I'll tell you, almost 8 billion people.
Yeah.
Almost 8 billion people. I looked it up this week. How we're bumping 8 billion people on planet Earth. 8 billion people.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, every one of them has a soul. Every one of them is going to live forever somewhere.
Amen.
Hey, it's the church's job, thank God. Hey, to send the gospel and get them saved. Are you listening?
Amen.
And believe, Tommy, what would it profit a man? He gained the whole world and lose his own soul.
That's good for
you. You see, listen to this. You are a triune being.
Yeah.
We're soul, body, spirit.
Amen.
Body's what you see. Soul's what you don't see. And the spirit's what you are.
Right.
You ever heard anybody say this, Brother Billy? That dog's got a mean spirit. you ever seen a dog like that?
Oh,
that
yeah.
dog's got a mean spirit. But I met some madness with a mean spirit.
Amen.
Hey, listen. So I'm going to say, we're soul, body, spirit. Soul's what you don't see. Body's what you do see. And the spirit's what you are. Paul said it this way. He said, that which is seen, the body, is temporal. But that which is not seen is eternal. And I'm going to say this to you real quick this morning. That's why Jesus put such emphasis on it. Hey, a soul's going to live forever.
Amen.
I mean, ever 8 billion plus. Almost 8 billion now.
Right.
Oh, it's going to live forever somewhere. It blew my mind this week. I went back and figured this. I should have brought my iPad and showed it to you. 56 million people. Think about that. That's more than Wilson, North Carolina.
For sure.
56 million people die every day.
Wow.
I can't get my mind around that. But when you put millions beside billions,
yeah,
pretty small number. 56 million people die every year. I'm not going to take time to do it. I have it on my iPad. Maybe I'll break one out this week. But I figured out per month. I figured out per week. I figured out per day. I figured out per hour. I figured out per minute. Everybody do me a favor. Look at your watch. Everybody got a watch? I know you got a watch. You're in church. Look at your minute hand. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Somebody would tell. Yeah. Watch this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Somebody would tell you. Watch
That's
this.
Right.
1, you say, preacher, you've lost your mind. No, I'm not. That's not what I'm saying this morning. That's a sobering thought today.
Yeah.
That's a sobering, over 100 people die per minute.
Yeah.
Way over 100. And listen, the majority of them, you and I both know, the majority of them, according to the Bible, I'm not judging them, according to the Bible, wide is the gate, broad is the way that leads to destruction, and the majority of them are dropping off into hell. Are you listening?
Amen.
While we're having a 2-hour service, there'll be almost 7,000 people dying go to hell.
Right.
How can I but give them this, man? Are y'all hearing me preach this morning?
Amen,
by the way, your
preacher.
Loved one could be in that number.
Amen,
my loved
preacher.
One could be in that number. How can I but give them? It's more than money. It's about souls that died. Have gone to hell. If you ever see that, that dollar, it won't mean yours much. Are you listening?
Amen,
souls
preacher.
Today. I missions to souls. Oh, there's another letter in that word.
Oh.
Well, how about that? You know what missions is today? Missions not only souls, but I'll say number two quickly this morning. Missions is opportunity.
Mm.
What an opportunity. Church, what an opportunity.
Amen.
The Bible says in Galatians 6, verse number 10, as we therefore have opportunity.
Right.
You know what God told the church of Philippi? He said, I'll give you open doors.
Yeah.
And I give you open, I'll say this to you this morning. God has opened some wonderful doors.
Amen.
Now, Brother Down East led this church. Your door is open to the world.
Right.
And you can invest in the world. And you see souls say, thank God, around the world. Are you listening?
Amen.
Missions today, what an opportunity. What an opportunity. Can I just say this real quick? Every day, we let opportunities slide through our fingers.
Yeah.
When you're pumping gas at the gas station, quit cussing the price and start giving out tracks.
Yeah.
I'm mad about the price. Lord willing, next year I'm going to help change that.
Amen.
Amen. Are you listening? Listen to me. That individual on the other side of that gas pump, they're over there for a reason.
That's
just
right.
What are they over there for? So you can give them a track.
Yeah.
Sure. I love it, man. I love it.
Sure.
And some of them take them, some of them won't. But I'll tell you this morning, it works today. Hey, those gospel tracts, what an opportunity. I said, what an opportunity.
Amen.
I'm over here preaching in Benson. And the individual come to clean the room. Make a long story short, that's not the reason they come in your room.
Right.
They come in your room so you can tell them about Jesus.
Yeah,
while you're listening, I've seen the guy get saved by the grace of God.
Yeah.
We was up in Ringo, Georgia not long ago. And a lady come down the aisle, pushing that little baby, getting ready to clean the room. And I said, hey, ma'am, can I give you a gospel tract? And I hit it to her. And I said, if you died today, are you 100% sure you'd go to heaven? She stood there for a minute. She said, well, I think I would. I said, what are you basing it on? She said, I'm good to my family. I pay my debts. I'm a member of the First Baptist Church. And I said, well, let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard the terminology of being born again? She looked straight at my wife, and here's what she said. I've never heard that. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I said, you're telling me you're a member of the First Baptist Church, Ringo, Georgia, and you don't know what being, you never heard the word. I've never heard that terminology. I said, would you like to know what it means? Anybody got any idea what happened? About 15 minutes later, hey, she got what? Listen to me. What an opportunity. You know what missions is? It's opportunity, man.
Amen.
It's tell others about Christ. Hey, it's helping send the gospel around the world. What a blessing. Hey, opportunity, thank God. Opportunity. You say, well, preacher, I'd really like to be involved at the Down East Baptist Church. Here's your opportunity.
Amen.
Here's your opportunity. No more than you have opportunity to pray for your missionary.
Yes.
Number two, you have opportunity to invest. To invest, you have opportunity to increase your faith.
Yeah.
And are you listening? Somebody said the other day, do you know where I can get a good return on my money? I said, oh, yes. Oh,
amen.
Yes. I know where you got real good. And all the time, all the time, you won't have to watch the stock market.
Right.
You won't have to watch the 401k. You won't have to watch the CD. You will not see what they're going to do to watch about the interest rate. Every dime you invest in this, you say, God, it'll be there when you get there.
That's right.
Yeah, what an opportunity. Missions is opportunity. Opportunity to increase your faith. And by the way, this thing about faith promise, are you listening? This thing about faith promise, there's an old faith promise card.
Yeah.
This, I don't know who done that, but hallelujah, praise God. I hope I do it again this year. But listen to this. By the way, that brings me what I want to say. That's a good amount what they give last year, whoever that was, whatever. That's a good amount. But you know what faith promise is about? It's about God increasing your faith.
Amen.
You see, you've done seen him do that last year.
Right.
He's already met that. What he wants to do this year is increase your faith.
Amen.
And step out another step. My dad used to say, climb a little, dig a little deeper and climb a little higher.
Right.
And I just want to say to you, you remember the old song, your red church hymnal? Deeper, deeper in the love. Y'all remember
Amen.
That song?
Amen.
And that's what missions is today. Hey, the opportunity to increase your faith. You say, I'm already exercising faith. Well, you done seen him do that. Hey, take another cell, thank God. Hey, missions is opportunity. I gotta hurry. S, missions is S.
So.
Missions is O.
Opportunity.
Mission, with another letter.
You.
Well, how about that? You know what missions is today? Universal.
Right.
It's going everywhere.
Yep.
It's universal today. And I love this right here, and I preach on it sometime. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 46. David said that all the world may know. That all the world may know there's a God in heaven.
Amen.
And there's a God in Israel. You ever read the intercessor prayer of the Lord Jesus for the church? It's not the model prayer. That was a prayer to teach the disciples to pray.
Right.
But our Lord's prayer for the church is found in John 17.
Yep.
In John 17, he said this in verse 23, that all the world may know. And preach, I found this to be amazing when I read that a few weeks ago. In that intercessor prayer, John 17, he makes mention of the world 16 times.
Yeah.
How about that? He makes mention of the world 16 times.
Amen.
Paul said to that church of Rome there, your faith is spoken of throughout all the world. Listen to me. He sees the world. He loves the world.
Yeah.
He died for the world.
Amen. That's right.
Or the Calvinist quote this. And if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw some man unto me. Y'all didn't get what I just said. I, and if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw some man unto me. That guy needs to go get him a job and get away from the ministry.
Yeah.
That's not what
Amen.
That says.
Right.
And if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll do what?
Draw all men.
All men.
Right.
You said you believe Jesus saved everybody? Absolutely. He died for the world.
That's
he
right.
saved the world for the only cup.
Right.
I'm telling you that doctrine of Calvinism is a damnable thing.
Yes.
It's not just a few. Thank God it's a wall. And
right.
the only reason the world's not saved is because they won't accept it. Are you listening?
Right.
He died
right.
for the world. It's for everybody. Yeah. That crowd, that election stuff, and I believe in the election right time.
Yeah.
And, I know one guy got elected and didn't get picked president, but anyhow, I moved. But listen to this. It's amazing that election crowd, and I believe in a Bible election, but it's amazing to me that crowd, most times their families elected nobody else.
Right.
How about my family?
Amen.
How about my, listen, that's crazy. Listen,
yep. Amen.
Missions is universal. It's going into all the world. That all the world may know, thank God, hanging on the cross of Calvary. Man. The entire world, the sins of the world, was nailed to the cross.
Amen.
Missions today is universal. Missions is souls. Missions is opportunity. Missions is universal. Are there another letter?
Yeah.
Well, how about that? You ain't going to like this word. See, we believe in eternal security. We believe we are eternally saved.
Sure.
We don't believe our work saves us. We believe it's by grace. Rightfully so. So most Baptists don't like this next word. It's called laboring.
Right.
Are you listening? Laboring. And you know what missions is today? We must work the work of him that sent us while it's day. Because night cometh when no man can work.
Amen.
And Jesus said, pray you that the Lord of the harvest, he'll send forth laborers. And I'll just say this, we got to labor to get the gospel out.
Right.
Out of work and labor, thank God. Hey, winning souls is not easy. By the way, knocking on doors is not easy.
Right.
Getting a Sunday school lesson is not easy.
Yeah.
Preparing to preach is not easy.
Right.
And I want to say this to you this morning. Missions is labor today. Hey, we must labor to reach the world while we've got
Amen.
Time and while we've got opportunity so they can hear the gospel. But I said I was going to add a letter to it, and it's a letter
Yes.
Missions, not only labor, but in closing, I'm going to say this today. Missions is a savior.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. Missions is the savior. Think about today. Missions is number one. Y'all help me. I'll see if you got my message. Number one, what's missions? Starts with mess.
So.
Number two, what's missions?
Opportunity.
Number three, what's missions?
Universe.
Number four, what's missions?
Labor.
Number five, what's missions?
Savior.
Isn't that good? You say, well, that is so simple. Well, if it's so simple, why is the world stumbling over it?
Amen.
And I'll tell you that missions is the Savior. You know, it's not about me, it's about Him.
Right.
It's not about my ministry, it's about Him. It's not about what I get done, it's all about Him. I get a little weary sometimes, and don't get mad at me. I get a little weary sometimes. These fellows, they'll get on radio and TV. Now I'm for a radio ministry, I'm for a TV ministry. I was on radio 40-some years myself, or 30-some years myself, and I'm for that. But talk about my ministry, my church, my. It's not about us. It's all about Him.
Right.
It's not about what I'm doing. It's all about Him.
Amen.
I must decrease. He must increase.
Amen.
I'll say this to you in closing today. Missions is all about the Savior. Oh, listen. He gave us a great commission 5 times. I'm doing all the world. And I'll say to you that it's about Him today. I love this verse. Paul said in Galatians chapter 1, verse 15. But when it pleased God, He separated me from my mother's womb and called me by His grace. Watch this verse. To reveal His Son in me. That I might preach Him among the heathen. If we go tell them about, it's all about Him. Jesus saves. Jesus saves.
Amen.
That's what it's all. That's our message, thank God. He still saves.
That's good preaching.
Listen to this. When I pastored my last church, we supported, I don't remember, 100, I don't remember how, way over 100 missionaries. Turner's Creek, when I left, we supported 235 missionaries a month.
Wow.
The mission budget, our mission, they promised when I left was over $230,000 a year. And we didn't do that. God done that. God
Amen.
Done that. It's all about, but here's what I started saying. On Wednesday night, I'd always recognize our mission letters. I had a mission secretary that read all them letters for me, and she would highlight. She knew what I wanted to see in the letter. And she would, I couldn't read every one of them to church. I mean, all I've ever done is read mission letters if I'd done that. But she would highlight it. And on Wednesday night in our services, I would say 14 saved in Mexico, 3 saved in Africa, 5 saved in Canada. You go talking about that. It ain't long that cold, dry, dull Wednesday night prayer meeting turns into joy.
Amen.
Hey, soul saved around the world. Hey, missions today is all about Jesus.
Right.
His soul, thank God He saves. Thank God He sent. And thank God He supplies today. And missions is souls today.
Amen, preacher.
I'm closing. I'm done. It's right now 12 minutes after 10. I'm done. Watch this. Now I go by Alabama time preaching. So I'm done. Watch the verse. What would it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lose his own soul? How do you put value on a soul? How can I but allow God to work through my heart again this year and increase in my faith so our mission program can increase? Boy, I walked in the door a while ago, Pastor, and it hit me right in the face.
Yeah.
First thing I saw, Brother Ed, when I come to the door, I saw the heartbeat of God.
Yeah.
At down East Baptist Church, the very heart throb of God when I walked through that door.
Yep.
And there it is. There it is. How'd you like to see that increased?
Amen.
Huh? I never will forget this. My first mission conference in 1988 at Turner's Creek Baptist Church, many, many years ago. We had 14 missionaries. And that's all we had, 14 missionaries. Our first mission, I didn't know you weren't supposed to do it this way, but our first mission conference, I had 35 missionary families that week. 35. I had day services and night services. Main speaker spoke at night, missionaries preached during the day. I didn't know you were supposed to tell 35. I didn't know you were supposed to tell but one service, but I had 35. And at the end of that conference, on Wednesday night, we took on 35 missionaries.
Right.
Triple our mission. Amen. How would you like to see the thing double that time?
Amen.
I tell you what, if everybody in this room will obey God and see what missions is, it's Not necessarily money, and you got to have money, but it's souls.
Yeah.
Souls. Souls. A million years from now, they're going to be living somewhere.
Right.
And it's up to you and I where they're going to be living. Souls. You the piano player? Mm-hmm. Will you come up here so I quit preaching? Listen to this. Sir, ma'am, hey, young ladies over yonder, you're going to live forever somewhere.
Yeah.
You're going to live forever somewhere. If you died this morning, if you died right now, where would you go? Well, preacher, you know, I just don't really think a lot about that. Let me tell you what to do. Your heart ceases to beat, your blood pressure drops. You'll begin to think about it.
Amen.
I'll promise you'll think about it. Won't you stand with your heads bowed all over the building?